Today's shiur, Amishah Bar Yaimi, is Siman Taf Tzadi Vav, and we are up to a very loaded sif here. This is Sif Gimel, which unfortunately, there are so many, many pratim and details, I doubt we will get to all of them in terms of the extra excitement that accompanies this sif. But for a intro, so that we can move through this rapidly and get to some exciting halachis from the poskim, let's begin as follows. So, according to most poskim, besides Chabad and a couple of others, the Chacham Tzvi, a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz for Pesach or Yom Tov, any Yom Tov, and vice versa, does not follow the country he is in with respect to Yom Tov Sheni, but rather the halachos fit into the overall sugya of what a person does when he has a certain minhag that he keeps to based on the makom that he's from. And now he finds himself in a different makom that does not follow his minhag. Right? His minhag makom. So the basic principles go like this. And with these principles, if you get these down, you should be able to move pretty clearly through the sif. It goes like this. If the individual doesn't plan on staying in the new makom, the new location, he doesn't plan on residing there permanently, but he plans to return to his home, then me'ikar adin, he follows the minhagim of the place that he came from. However, it is asur for him, this is the way we paskin, it is asur for him to publicly, bifarhesia, act differently than the place he is now visiting, due to concerns for machlokes. Not only that, as we're going to see here today, even if he does certain activities privately, bitsina, if the activities themselves are ones that are not purely private, bitsina dika activities, and we'll see, for example, like engaging in malacha. So that's going to be asur for him to be makil, even in private, to go ahead and do malacha, even in private, because the activity is deemed a farhesia dika activity. Again, maybe because the nature of the activity you're doing, it will become known. But unless it's a real activity that, you know, by nature is not one that anyone would know by seeing that activity that he's doing something inappropriate. So then he would, you know, if that was the case, then he would be able to go ahead and do it in private. In other words, if he'd be doing something, as we're going to see, we'll see examples of this. He's doing something that by nature is a private activity that no one would know. I mean, by private activity, no one would know that he's doing anything different, and that he's doing it also in his own private home. So no, then it's totally fine. So the basic halacha then is, when you're dealing with any of these activities, assuming the guy is going to be going back to his location, he would have to leave the tchum of the city in order to engage in that activity privately. Meaning, if we're dealing even with a activity that by nature is not a activity that no one would know the difference. So if he wanted to go ahead and, let's say, do malacha privately, he'd have to leave the city, go outside the tchum. However, with respect to the kulas of the makom that he's going into, although he can't be makil like them, he should be machmir in private. All of this is going to play out in the sif. Okay, so that's regarding someone who doesn't plan on staying in the new location. If he did plan on taking up residence in the new place, then he is viewed as one of the people in that town as soon as he gets into the city itself. Meaning he has to get into the city. Therefore, once he gets into the city that he's going to, he follows their minhagim. He's now in that new makom. He follows their minhagim totally, both publicly and privately, both lekula and lechumra. Once he comes into the city, even if he leaves the tchum, he must keep the minhag of the town that he moved to, and not of the town or city or makom that he left. Okay? Because now he is a ben of that new makom. Now, what if he's already left his original place, intending to go move to somewhere else and stay there permanently? but he's still outside the tchum. He has not entered the new makom yet. Then he still keeps the minagim of his old makom. Okay? So, right? Like if a guy was, you know, on a plane or he lands in a, let's say, in an airport that's outside the tchum and he didn't yet get to his place, so then he does not yet keep on, he does not yet keep the minag of the new place. Again, it depends on the nature of the airport. It depends on the nature, right? It could be that the airport itself is already considered a makom. Let's say maybe if it's already New York City and he's landing in New York City. So, you know, it's a good, these are all great shilas for the postgame. But in principle, if he has not yet gotten into the new makom, then he is not yet chayiv to both l'kula and l'chumra. He's not considered a ben of that makom. Once he gets to that city, though, then even if he left and he went outside the tchum, he would have to keep the halachos of that new makom. Because once he came into that city and he plans on staying there permanently, so he now becomes an individual of that new city. So now we'll see it play out pretty clearly here in the halacha. So it goes like this. Sif Gimel. B'nei Eretz Yisrael shebo l'chutz la'aretz. People from Eretz Yisrael, who live in Eretz Yisrael, who come into chutz la'aretz. So you have a guy from Israel, comes to America. Asurim lasos malacha b'yom tov sheni. He is not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni. Many people don't know this. You know, Israelis will come and they'll, it's asur to do it b'yishuv, if he's in the actual residential area. Afil daito lachsor, even if his das is to return to Eretz Yisrael. He's only there for a month visiting, a couple of weeks. He has to keep, and he cannot go ahead and do malacha. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkatan test. Asurim lasos malacha. He cannot do malacha. This Ben Eretz Yisrael who came to Chutz Laretz, right? This guy from Israel came to America. He can't do malacha. Why? It was based on what we said in our introduction. The nos min alav chumrei makom shehalasham. He has to keep the chumras of the place that he went to, even though he's planning on returning. Va'afilu bitzina asur. And as we explained, even in private, he can't do malacha because malacha, as we said, is not a pure tzina dika activity. We'll see examples of what you would be allowed to do soon enough. Ukemoshin is bayer la'el nesimet tafsam aches sevdalin umikomakom im asa malacha ein menadin oso. He says, however, unlike what we saw the other day, that if you do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni, they put you in cherem. Here, this guy, they won't put in cherem because, again, he doesn't really have to keep the halachos. He only, you know, Medina, he has to, because he plans on returning, he has to keep these halachos. I shouldn't say he doesn't have to keep Medina. He doesn't have to keep it Medin being a ben of that city, but rather it's this concept that when you're in another makom and you plan on returning, you can't, b'farhesia, go ahead and act differently than the makom that you're in. So you can't go ahead and do malacha, even though, in principle, you don't have to, right? In principle, you're not a ben chutz la'aretz, you're a ben Eretz Yisrael, and you could really do malacha, but because it's b'farhesia, and the issue of b'farhesia, by the way, is that it would cause machlokes, etc., so you can't go ahead and do malacha in chutz la'aretz, even though he might want to go ahead and do yoimi, right? I want to do yoimi. I want to go on the computer. No one's going to hear me. I'm in my room. You can't go ahead and do it. Okay? That is the halacha over here. Now we continue weiter in the Mishnah Brura. So it says that you can't do malacha biyishuv. What does that mean, biyishuv? So it means like as follows. Lafuke in yotza minayishuv. Ubalo la midbar. Let's say he went out of the tchum, he went out into the wilderness after he already came into New York City. So he landed, he came into New York City, and then right before Yontif, he just goes out into the wilderness, he goes out of the tchum, he goes into, you know, somewhere upstate where there's no one around, okay, he's just in the field somewhere. Then he would be able to go ahead, not being in a Jewish town, he would be able to go ahead and do malacha wherever he is in private, he says. Right, lafuke yim yotza min hayishuv ubal al midbar ein tzarech lesnayeg kiminag chutz laaretz. He did not. We don't have to follow the minag of chutz laaretz. Kevin she'ein daito lishtakei hashem. Since he plans on coming back to Eretz Yisrael, So he's not a ben chutz la'aretz yet. So to be able to do malacha out there in the midbar, out there in the wilderness. This is even after he came into New York City. Even after he came into Borough Park and was hanging out in Borough Park. He's okay because he's now outside the tchum of the city in some, you know, wilderness. Kasuma poskim. Now, with respect to this halacha, let's say he bolted from New York City and went to some hick town where there was no Jews, right? The Yishuv Nikra Yishuv Shel Yisrael Dafka. When we talk about a Yishuv, it means a Jewish town. The Chol Zman Shelo Egia Le'ir Shel Yisrael, and as long as he has not come into a Jewish city, Ein Tzarech Lisnaeg B'chumrei Oso Medina, he wouldn't have to go ahead and follow the, right, the Minhagim of that Medina, because the whole idea here is that there shouldn't be machlokes. So if he's outside, even if he came into New York City now, he's in some other town now, okay, and that he's spending, for whatever reason, he had to spend Yantif somewhere in the boondocks, and it's not a Jewish shtut. He would be able to do malacha. Poskim say even there he should do it privately. It's interesting why, but that's what they say. The chasvu od, the tocha tchum, havi tocha ir. Then he says as follows. It doesn't have to actually be in the actual city proper. It could be as long as it's within the tchum of the city, meaning within 2,000 amos of the city. Once he's there, he has to follow the chumras of the Osa Makam, but he wouldn't be able to do malacha as long as he's still in the tchum of the Makam that he's in. So if he's still in the tchum of the Jewish shtat, he would not be able to do malacha. Now that's all, okay, with respect to someone who plans on returning. So, but now he says as follows. B'chol zman, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Shelo higia liyishuv. What happens if he did not yet reach any town that he was heading to? Afilu ein daito lachzor. Even if his das is not to return, mutter. Meaning if he did not reach his destination, even though he left Eretz Yisrael, but he did not leave his destination, he did not yet come to a yishuv, a Jewish town, kol zman that he hasn't come there yet, okay, it's going to be mutter to do malacha. Look what he says. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Be Yishu. Sorry. Let's continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the reason that it's mutter? It's permitted. Lefish adayin lo hukba lios kemosan. Since the person did not yet come to that makom that he was going to, he does not yet have the status of someone who is a ben, you know, of that town, of that makom. Okay, so he has to actually get there, even though he left. He might have already left the town that he left, right? He might have left Eretz Yisrael, but he did not yet become a ben of that new makom in Chutz Laretz. Aval im higia liyishuv. But what happens once he reaches the shtat? Ve'ein daito lachzor, and he has no intent of going back to Eretz Yisrael. He's making yirida. Naseh kemosan, immediately he becomes like them because his das is not to return. V'yaser bein b'midbar bein b'yishuv. Then, even if he then subsequently leaves out to some boondocks, he leaves into the wilderness, or even to some other place where there are no Jews there, or even if it's a total wilderness, there's no people, he's going to have to go ahead and keep the halachos of Chutz La'aretz, keep 2 days. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'chol chutz l'tchum, and any being outside, you know, being outside the tchum, if he's outside the tchum, ein nosin alav chumrei makom shehalach hasham. Kol zman, he has not yet reached the tchum of that city. He does not have to keep the halachos and the minhagim of that city. Again, when we say the halachos, we're talking about halachos of minhag hamakom. It has to do with minhag hamakom. And obviously, you have to keep halacha. We're talking about if you have certain minhagim in one location, and there are other minhagim in the other location. And that's what he's basically saying. So now let's see it all spelled out in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yud aleph. Avali megia liyishuv. So what happens if he actually comes to the city? Right, he made Yiridah from Eretz Yisrael, and he comes to America. Afilu liyishuv nachrim. Even if he comes to a Goyisha town, right, he finds some hick town in America that they don't even know what a Jew is. They think a Jew has horns. Okay? Afilu liyishuv nachrim. The kevan she'en daito lachzor. Since he doesn't plan on returning, so it's irrelevant whether there are Jews there or not. He's now someone who lives in Chutz Laretz who has to keep 2 days. Nimshach achareya medina shabalasham. He goes after the medina, the country, the place where he now is in. So if he's in, you know, let's say he goes to Congo, right? Not too many Jews in Congo. But the bottom line is, it's in deep Chutz La'aretz. So he has to keep 2 days. Mekeven sheyigia liyishuv shel bnei adam. As long as he gets to a place where people live. In other words, he has to, once there's a yishuv of people, and he got to a new town, so now it's defined by that makom, that town. Whether there are Jews there or not, assuming it's a town. If he didn't get to any town, like I say, all he did was get to he fly somewhere and he landed in some wilderness, even though it's Chutz La'aretz, then he has not yet become a Ben Chutz La'aretz because he's not in a town, a residential area. And then he says, V'yesh mi shemekel gam b'zeh. There are those that actually are mekel, even where? Even when a guy moves to Chutz La'aretz, if where he lands is in a goyish town, then mekel there, kemo b'dayto lachzor, u'boi sheyagia dafka li'yishuv shel Yisrael. And this opinion holds that until he lands in a residential Jewish shtut, he does not yet take on the minug of the new makom, even though the makom itself has a different din. Right? The makom is Chutz La'aretz, so it has a different din. But these opinions hold, it has to come, he has to come to not only a new residential area, but he has to come to a new residential area of Jews to take on the minug of that place. That seems to be a machlokas here brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Then he says, Bein Bemidbar. Once he lands in this residential area and he doesn't plan on going back to his original makom. So in this case, he lands in Borough Park and he doesn't plan on coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So then, even if he goes out now to the Midbar, where there are no residences there, the guy's living out there in the wilderness for Yontif, he's still going to have to keep 2 days. Once he came into Borough Park, that's it. Even if he goes out into the wilderness, Lo nifka chiyuvo, his chiyuv will not leave because he now has become a ben chutz la'aretz. It doesn't make a difference now where he's in, where he's at. In other words, he needs to get to the residential area to be koveya on him, to establish him as a ben chutz la'aretz. But once he's established as a ben chutz la'aretz, and anywhere in chutz la'aretz, even if he's in the wilderness, right, let's say you go to some town, and then on the way to some town, you land in a midbar. You land in a wilderness. There's no one there. You get lost in a forest. He's still going to have to keep 2 days. That's just the way it is, because you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz. Okay? And that will be the same person who moves from Eretz Yisrael and plans on staying in Borough Park, that for some reason now finds himself in the wilderness, in the forest up in the Catskills. Sif Katan Yud Gimel, V'chol Chutz L'Tchum. And when a person is outside the Tchum, we don't give him the Makom that he went to, meaning Kozman that he did not get there. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Rotzel Lomar. Regardless of whether he planned on staying or didn't plan on staying, doesn't make a difference. Even if he planned on staying, okay, we do not give him the dinim of that new makom until he actually gets into the tchum. If he didn't get inside the tchum of that residential area, mikri lo higia liyishuv adayin, he has not yet gotten to that area. Pasul HaPoskim. B'nei Eretz Yisrael. The Poskim now write. B'nei Eretz Yisrael shebo l'chutz la'aretz v'dayto lachzor. So B'nei Eretz Yisrael who come to Chutz La'aretz and they plan on coming back to Eretz Yisrael, v'chal yomtov sheni be'erev Shabbos. And yomtov sheni falls out on Erev Shabbos. So now I'm going to come to an example of where a Ben Eretz Yisrael can be makel in Chutz La'aretz. Look what he says. So you have a situation where Yom Tov Sheni falls out on Erev Shabbos. So Ein Sarech La'arev Erev Tavshilin Mivneishu Davar Shebetzinah. The Ben Eretz Yisrael will not, in that case, have to have done an Erev Tavshilin to cook for Shabbos. Why? Because that's a total Davar Shebetzinah. Why is that a total Davar Shebetzinah? Because no one would ever know whether he did or didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. He looks like the same guy who made an Erev Tavshilin who's now cooking. He looks like the same guy who made an Erev Tavshilin. So now, this Ben Eretz Yisrael, he could cook for Shabbos on Friday, on Yom Tov Sheni, without any Erev Tavshilin, because that's a pure Davar Shebetzin, a pure private matter. And since he's planning on returning, this Ben Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to keep the Chumrei HaMakom and make an Erev Tavshilin in order to cook for Shabbos. It's unnecessary. Umitam zeh, tzrichim heim lisbalel, tfilas shmona esrei belachash, the Yom Tov Sheni. And for this reason, he also would have to daven a full a full Shmoneh Esrei, in his Tanah Shmoneh Esrei, on Yom Tov Sheni. V'chein laniach tefillin b'tzina, and also put on tefillin b'tzina. He'd have to, in his own room where he's staying, put on tefillin after davening. Now that's what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that he davens with the regular tzibur, that is davening a Yom Tov davening, and then he goes home and he puts on tefillin. However, many, many poskim do not say this way. Rav Shlomo Zalman Beferish in Shmir Shabbos says that a Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutzlart, it's better for him to daven at home with his tefillin on than daven b'tzibur without tefillin. More important to daven with tefillin than daven b'tzibur without tefillin and put on your tefillin later. That's what Shlomo Zalman poskim. But again, came into Daito Lachzor, so these are pure, okay, these are activities that I consider activities that he has to go ahead and do. He has to wear tefillin. So these are the chumrim makom that he came from. Okay, where he has to go ahead and dive in the full Shmoneh Esrei, and he has to wear tefillin. So that he goes and he does it in private. Nostin aleim chumrim makom sheyatzu misham. He has to keep the chumras of Eretz Yisrael where he's coming from because he's planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael. Aval tzrichim, however, tzrichim lilbosh malbushe yom tov mivneishu davar shel varesya. However, he has to go ahead and keep, okay, malbushe yom tov. Right? It's like the guys in Mebs who are keeping one day in yeshiva where yeshiva is a chutz laretz yeshiva. So you got to wear malbushe yom tov. So Ben Eretz Yisrael, when he's in America, has to wear malbushe yom tov because that's a davar shel varesya. When he goes out, right, he has to wear yom tov clothes. Uben chutz laretz. Now he comes to our famous shaila. Uben chutz laretz shabal Eretz Yisrael. A ben chutz laretz who comes to Eretz Yisrael. Im daito lachzor lemkomo. Again, this is how, okay, even though there are Chabad guys in yeshiva, okay, Rov Poskim, okay, follow this Mishnah Berurah here. Im daito lachzor lemkomo. A ben chutz laretz is planning on returning to chutz laretz, right, American in Eretz Yisrael, planning on returning. Tarech lasos shnei yomim yom tov. He has to keep 2 days of yom tov. Right, umikol makom tfilas yom tov tzarech lizbalel bebeso betzina. Okay, and tfilas yom tov, he has to daven, okay, in his beso, in his home betzina. Now this is very interesting. This sounds like he has to keep 2 days, even though he's in Eretz Yisrael, because he has to keep the chumras of the makom that he's coming from chutz laretz, but he has to do it betzina. So it sounds like you can't have these Yom Tov Sheni Minyanim. So all the poskim today seem to, I should say all, but most poskim today say that if you have a whole big group that has their own separate minyan, they shouldn't do it in the main shul. Although some places actually even have it in the main shul, but they can have their own separate minyan. Obviously in a place like Mevaseret where they're all Bnei Chutz Laretz, they have it in the main shul as well. Okay. Umikom makom, tilas yonto, tzarech laray, lispalo, bebeso, betzina, achain. Im daito shalom lachzor lemkom laolam, if he plans on staying in Eretz Yisrael for good, yisnaeg, you should hold like Bnei Eretz Yisrael, kumosh yisbayel, elbisim, tasamaches, ayeshe meshabura, uber alocha, kasu achronim. The mishaoker di russo, we'll finish up with this, the mishaoker di russo in nishto, someone who leaves his place of residence with his wife, ubanav, his whole family, mimakom lemakom, Lisa Velitein Larviach, to go ahead and do business there, take up on a new job somewhere else. Afal Bisha Bishas, even though in the Shasa Kirosa, when he planned on leaving, Hayadaito Lachzor Lemkomo, he said, oh, I want to come back. But Kemisha ain't Daito Lachzor Dami. The Lacha is, it's like someone who doesn't have his Das, doesn't have Das to return. Once he picks up his whole family to go and do business in a new Makom, and he brings his whole family, he's considered in that new Makom. Poskim again say, nowadays, it does not apply, especially if Moshe brings up, especially now, we just get on a plane and go back, even with your family. Other poskim also disagree for other reasons. And they say it's all totally on what you plan on doing. Do you plan on staying, or do you plan on going back? The fact that you have a job doesn't make a difference. If you plan on going back, you plan on only staying for 2 years, and definitely going back, then you are still considered a ben chutz la'aretz. Right, the stomach, but the way Mr. Brewer brings it though down is the mistama the milsa cave in Dakrino the inche beso, since he took his whole family with him, kol shem mostly parnasaso meruvachas moso makom shalach l'sham eino zaz misham. If he finds parnasa doing well in a new place, he's not going to leave once he moves with his whole family. But kasvu od the misha ain't daito lachzor, And he writes also that someone who doesn't have das to return, even if his wife is still in the other place, if he doesn't plan on returning, right? He's not considered someone. He's considered someone whose das is not to return because he planned on staying in that new makom, even though his family has not come with him yet. In other words, if he goes and he's already planning on staying there, even though his family has not come yet, he is considered now a ben of that new makom. Obviously, the shailas are very complex when it gets into the issue of someone who's going and he's planning on staying if things work out. So that already is a big shaila for the poskim. Someone who goes and he's giving it a shot. So that already, many poskim already say he's going and he wants to make it work, but in the back of his mind he thinks he might go back. So there, that's already a much more complex shaila for the poskim. And again, there's a lot of hak on this. The halacha said, are you allowed to go ahead? Are you allowed to go ahead and ask, let's say, can a ben chutz laaretz ask a ben eretz yisrael to do malacha for him, right? And vice versa, okay? Can a ben chutz laaretz in chutz laaretz ask, okay, a ben eretz yisrael to cook for him if he didn't do an eretz tavshilin, okay? So those are interesting shailas, okay? But it's definitely more relevant in eretz yisrael. Can a ben chutz laaretz ask like the rebbeim to go ahead and do malacha for them? And that's not for us right now. Have a great, great day. Sorry for the extra, it was a loaded one. Sorry for the extra time.